17th of June 2025. It's 21 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. The government takes over Kafue River pollution probe after delays by Sino-Metals. Former Home Affairs Minister Stephen Kampiongo calls for calm policing ahead of former President Lungu's memorial activities. And Starmer to announce new sanctions targeting Russia.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. The government has revealed that it has formally taken over the environmental assessment process of the Kafue River pollution incident through the Zambia Environmental Management Agency following delays by Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited. On 18th February 2025, a discharge of leach residue from the tailing storage facilities at Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited in Chambishi was released into the open environment, affecting the Chambishi stream, Kafue and Mwambashi rivers. In a statement, Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Mposha, said in response, ZEMA issued an environmental restoration order directing the company to cease operations and clean up the affected areas. Mr. Mposha has, however, noted that a contractual dispute between Sinometals and its consultant has resulted in the failure to deliver the required environmental assessment report, prompting government intervention. He said in the coming weeks, ZEMA will develop detailed terms of reference to guide the assessment. Mr. Mposha said the terms of reference will encompass the interests and concerns of all relevant ministries and institutions, including those responsible for agriculture, livestock and fisheries, mines and water resources management. Former Home Affairs Minister Stephen Kampiongo has urged law enforcement officers to exercise restraint and professionalism as the nation prepares for a series of official events to honor the last sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Kampiongo has cautioned against excessive force or overzealous conduct in managing mourners, emphasizing the need for a balanced approach that maintains a public order while respecting the dignity and emotions of those in mourning. He has noted that while no one desires a disorderly environment, citizens should not feel intimidated or restricted as they pay their final respects. While acknowledging the vital role of police in preserving peace, Mr. Kampiongo has stressed that this duty must be carried out in a manner that protects the public expression and avoids creating unnecessary tension during this solemn period.
The call for order and people observing the law is quite understood and appreciated, but the law enforcers must also be cautioned not to be overzealous in terms of how they manage the people. It's important that people are allowed to mourn their former president freely. Obviously, emotions, everybody is affected emotionally differently, but we shouldn't be overzealous in terms of how we manage the mourners. I don't think anyone would want to mourn and be disorderly. So those who might want to take advantage of the funeral, yes, can be dealt with, but we have to strike a balance so that people are not in fear to come out and mourn their president.
Now, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muetwa has reaffirmed the government's call for Zambians to mourn the late former President Edgar Lungu with dignity and unity, befitting his status as a former head of state. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Muetwa has emphasized that President Lungu's legacy as an advocate for peace should be honored by maintaining a peaceful and respectful atmosphere during the mourning period. Mr. Muetwa said former President Lungu stood for peace during his tenure, and that it is only right that he is mourned in a manner that reflects those values without divisions or political tensions. He has also announced that all official updates regarding funeral arrangements will be communicated by the Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa.
We are one people, regardless our political differences, and that is what I think is a lesson which we must transcend as members of parliament, that we are mere political competitors and not enemies, and that the friendship we enjoy out there at parliament and elsewhere, we must be able to resonate this to our supporters so that they know that if leaders are friends, they also need to be friends. Former President Edgar Lungu, deserves a befitting, dignified send-off. Because this was a president for Zambia. Regardless of the political party, a president for all.
In more news this afternoon, the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, and the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, MCAS, has announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at enhancing cooperation in regulation of medical products between the two countries. This strategic partnership aims to enhance regulatory functions through collaboration in areas such as detection of substandard and falsified medicines, track and trace systems, nanotechnology and biotechnology for medicines, vaccine and active pharmaceutical ingredient production, and other emerging scientific and regulatory domains. Speaking on the significance of the MOU, MCAS Director General Richard Rukwata said the 5-year agreement underscores a shared commitment to advancing public health, fostering innovation, and ensuring access to safe, quality, and efficacious medical products for citizens of both nations. And ZAMRA Director General Makomani Sianga added that this partnership underscores their shared commitment to ensuring that only safe, effective, and quality assured medical products are accessible in their respective markets. This is according to a joint statement issued by ZAMRA Director General Makomani Sianga and MCAS Director General Richard Rukwata.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Citizens Contractors, ZACO, has commended the Constituency Development Fund for its pivotal role in revitalizing the country's construction industry, describing it as a clear demonstration of the government's commitment to national development. ZACO President Mutale Mpepo said the CDF has significantly enhanced the participation of local contractors in infrastructure projects nationwide. He has noted that awarding contracts at the district and constituency levels has improved access to opportunities for local contractors, an important step towards inclusive development. Mr. Mpepo has further urged local councils to strengthen inspection and monitoring systems to ensure that high standards of workmanship are maintained across all CDF-funded projects.
It has reached to district level at constituency level. You should understand where we are coming from. Tenders were at national and at provincial sometimes. But those from districts, they were disadvantaged, most of them. They couldn't maybe get those contracts. Now they took these contracts to the doorsteps of the contractors at district constituency level, meaning each constituency has money for construction and other things. In as far as we are concerned, it has helped a lot of contractors.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To northwestern Europe, the UK is today expected to unveil new sanctions against Russia designed to restrict Putin's war machine alongside other Ukraine allies. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said the measures would increase economic pressure on the Kremlin to show Vladimir Putin it is in his hands and Russia's interest to demonstrate he is serious about peace. However, it appeared unlikely that the US would join the move after Donald Trump signaled his opposition to further measures during the G7 summit in Canada, saying the sanctions cost the US a lot of money. The BBC has more on other stories.
The Israeli military says it's killed a senior Iranian military commander. It said Ali Shadmani was targeted in a strike on central Tehran. Ali Shadmani was close to the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. Iran has not yet confirmed the death. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza in the latest deadly incident near a controversial aid distribution site. The Israeli military hasn't yet commented. President Zelensky says Russia has subjected cities across Ukraine to another massive overnight air attack, using almost 500 drones and missiles. The worst attack was on the capital Kyiv, where in one instance an entire residential block collapsed. Cambodia has halted imports of fruit and vegetables from Thailand amid a tense border dispute which led to a deadly military clash last month. The move came after a demand.